First of all, I want to tell you that it is a great honor for me to be here tonight, celebrating this 51st anniversary
of the triumph of the Cuban Revolution. It has been 50 years of struggle with victories and setbacks. Victories like the rate of health, education, infant mortality, political freedom, political participation of the people in the decision-making process, and setbacks like the ones we suffered in the 90s when Cuba lost more than 85% of its trade, with the disappearance of the Soviet Union and the Eastern European bloc, when the gross domestic product of Cuba went down 35%. But even in that period, education, social justice was not affected. This achievement has been possible, one, because of the people we have. The Cuban people is an educated one that know that what is at stake in Cuba today is the Cuban nationality, the Cuban identity, the right of the Cuban people to build its future in freedom without foreign intervention. The right of a small island of little more than 11 million people to build a system for the benefit of all the population. Secondly, because of the brothers, sisters, and friends that we have, even in the United States. Brothers, sisters, and friends that have been always supporting the Cuban Revolution and the struggle of the Cuban people. I want to thank you very much for that support. We have been resisting 50 years, and you can be sure that much more anniversaries of the Cuban Revolution will be celebrated by you. We will continue building our system of social justice with Fidel, with Raúl, with the spirit of the Cuban people, and with your friendship, solidarity, and support, Cuba will continue moving on. Thank you very much. Long live the friendship between the American people and the Cuban people. Thank you.